HaKavod Reb Lev Shlita. I've been having this frequent problem for 2 years already, and I wish to stop, but I don't know how. I'm 15. I have problems with Hotzoah Zera. First, is it still a problem these days? And second, what can I do to stop it? I've read that it's a terrible Aveira, and I don't want to do it, but it happens anyways, like against my will. Therefore, Rav Lev, please tell me things I should do that will stop me from doing this terrible Aveira. I really wish to stop. I go to a good yeshiva, don't talk to girls, and these dreams don't have to do even with girls. Just in the middle of the night, spontaneously it happens, but I don't know what to do. I tell myself not to do it, but it still happens. I want to stop this sin and do tshuva. I do well in school and love Torah, but I have a problem in this aspect. Please help me. Thank you. Yasher Koach, Anonymous from the USA. First of all, Anonymous, I think you should find a Rebbe, or perhaps your father also, that you can confide in, and get help. This is not something that is unique to you. This is a problem of all young men, and there are ways to deal with it. And if you have guidance from adults who are close to you, a Rebbe that you respect, again, your father, if you can feel that you can discuss it with him, then that would be the best thing. First of all, the issur of Hotzoah Zera v'Atola still applies these days. Torah has not changed and will not change. But that is something that you bring about willingly, knowingly, by having improper thoughts, by doing things that cause Hotzoah Zera v'Atola physically. But if you are not having improper thoughts, and you're not doing anything physically to bring this about, but it happens against your will, as you say, at night, when you're sleeping, that is not your fault, that's not an Aveira, and that's not something that you really should be overly concerned about. That is part of the natural process of the body, if you do not bring it about in the ways that I mentioned. However, a person should try to make sure that he keeps his thoughts clean and pure. The more that your mind is occupied with Torah, the more it won't be occupied with thoughts that are not permitted. And when you can't be thinking about Torah, at least keep your mind occupied with positive things, because in a mind that's full of positive things, there's no place for negative things to creep in. And also, it's a good idea, maybe before you go to sleep, aside from saying Kriya Shema with Kavana and all of the parashios that go along with that for Kriya Shema Lamita, maybe learn a little bit of Torah and find the sources to Svarim that speak about this Aveira and how serious it is and how guarding your eyes from looking at things that would bring you to these kinds of thoughts. One can control himself and how important it is to control oneself. Learn about these things. Ask a Rebbe where you could find Svarim that speak about these things. And that in itself also will help to give you the ability to control the problem. But realize that the greatest thing the Yetzer Hara would like of you is to give up hope and just feel that there's no hope and you're a Rasha, and therefore no matter what you do, it doesn't make a difference anymore. You should realize you're not a Rasha. This is a problem that all young men have, healthy young men, and has to be controlled and put into perspective and dealt with the proper way. But it's possible to deal with it. And even if you are nichshol once in a while, but you don't want that to happen, and you want to improve, and you do tshuva, then you are a fine young man, whom Yirtzeh Hashem someday will be a very, very fine Ben Torah.